just one little one is what I saw.
So they finally, when I told them about the one going across the point of the property, I'm like...
That's the one we're talking about, huh?
That's what's in the county ditch right away anyway.
That's why I sent it to you. I'll scan it and send it to you, the drawings tomorrow.
So I'm guessing the only reason they bought that whole property was that property owner probably back in the day wouldn't give an easement going across that little tip. So they bought the whole thing? You got 75.
I have no idea what it's been.
Really?
Before the 10.
I don't know.
I guess we have nothing in it, so what's the matter?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But am I not right?
In my context.
Everybody's like, oh, what happened?
Killed me this one.
Really?
No.
You contacted Alan, you know, one or something.
So 16.
Sixth grade.
That's what I did.
He might want mine.
You knew them?
I don't.
You knew that's what makes them.
Side of their class.
I just noticed it.
Yeah.
No. You do some checking a lot more than you know.
My grandma's birthday.
Yeah.
I swear to God, she's a lucky...
I've got...
I get her $35 worth of scratch on these. $30.
$10, $13, yeah.
$130 later.
Okay.
I saw a new ambulance in Richmond.
And she had like $5 for...
She went to the...
$5 for...
Sitting with my ball with another one.
I went to see her Saturday on the way home.
There we go.
All of a sudden. $12, $150.
Have you time?
You better believe I'm with you.
So guess what, I'm a school teacher. I heard of how the vote, they're 67, 68 years old. I've more access down there in a week than I have been in 3 or 4 years up here.
They were the ones up here, and your mom was in the process.
No, I'm just... her cousin Sharon, her mom and dad lived there.
I bet we wasn't in a casino half hour.
She goes 6 miles every morning, comes home, eats a bowl of cereal, goes on a 20 to 30 mile bike.
She owns a 75,000 bike.
They had me kayaking, 15 mile bike ride.
I would totally take.
He got wounded too.
Yeah, got wounded.
She won a $1 million.
Got into an altercation.
Totally take.
I've never had a black guy through football, baseball.
She won $100 in front of your 20.
Playing pickleball.
Oh, I'm...
Is that fun?
It's a blast.
I've watched it on TV, it looks very...
Should be right out.
They've got it going on a lot here, I think. Check it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, blowing in.
Because the stuff the judge took care of.
I wasn't worried of pickleball, I played racquetball, and I worried about the knee.
Okay.
I mean, we're just...
It's nice, but it's...
Same way.
There's a lot of good on there.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Grab my hammer, but I'm gonna go ahead and start this meeting of City of Winchester Board of Works and Public Safety. Take a roll call, please.
Sure. Mayor Sean Byram?
Here.
Mr. Bob McCoy?
Here.
Mr. Tim Passmore?
Here. First item of business, after the welcome roll call, is the city policy change. I think last month we talked about changing the handbook to retroactivate the city handbook as far as longevity is concerned. Did we not talk about it in this meeting?
We did. Clarify the language.
Yes, we clarified the language. We changed some years that... or some language that would have said continual years of service to total years of service, with the maximum amount allowable is 20 years of service for longevity. So we talked about that last meeting. The council did approve that. You recommended to them. I believe that's how that went. Is that correct? Council changes the handbook. So thank you for that. That is in effect, and that is retroactive. So. Any questions, concerns on that? Okay. Departmental reports, department heads speak to me on a daily occasion. I know a lot of what's going on, but if you guys would like to update the board on your departments, that'd be great. Whoever wants to go first?
Age before beauty.
Yeah.
Or you can arm wrestle.
Everything's going really good at the police department. We're still in the process of hiring our last new hire. Eric just graduated the police academy this past month, and then he took 2 weeks vacation, so he's actually been back to work about 5 days, I think. But at least we're starting to get in the right direction. We're still hammering the drug issue we have. Still making quite a bit of arrest. I try to always put the news releases out whenever I can. I don't put out every one of the arrests that we're working, because some of them are connected to the other ones, so I don't always publicize those. But all that I can, I publicize. And we still have, still dealing with a lot of overdoses.
Can you do a year in when that?
Yeah, I will do that.
You want to talk about vehicles?
Is that for this, the board? We've already been on vehicles.
I know, but what you decided to do?
Oh, as far as the, this is the year we order additional police vehicles. It's on a 3-year rotation program that started with, it's been a year, but we buy 3 on a lease program. Vicki found us the loan through the government. What's that called, a loan?
No, we went through Old National Bank. We went local.
Okay, because they beat the bond bank. Right. Our locals able to beat the bond bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my new cars and his new ambulance has all got tied in under a real good interest rate. And those will be paid, one lump sum once a year for 3 years. And so that's really about all I've got right now.
Everything good with new ambulance?
Everything's great with the new ambulance. Got a grant filed. I don't know if I mentioned that in this meeting. Got a grant filed through IPEP for a cot and lift system for a backup ambulance. We'll know something probably mid-December, I think, maybe even here in a couple weeks. the cot system, the Striker power load and power cot were actually named on the grant itself. So, and I don't think it's a widely applied for grant, at least it hasn't been
the first year for it.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, grants are, can't count on them, but
yeah. I applied for the grant as well because it mentioned like outside of bulletproof vest carriers, the difference between what they wear every day and these are rifle rated. So, because right now, if they like happening all over the country, if they get pinned down, the best they wear now don't stop rifle rounds. Of course, if you had to wear those every day, it wouldn't be practical either, but they don't have access to anything. The cars aren't even going to stop it. And they're even making panels down for like the car door, like the front and back doors.
You got some Hummers for you.
I know. They're manufacturing those rifle-rated panels for the car doors. It won't stop an AR round, stuff like that. So, anyway, I applied for that. It was mentioned in the grant as well.
Is there any match at all, or is it?
No.
80-20, is it?
No, it's 20%.
20%.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's 80-20.
Chief Moore, can you explain to the board? I've had the question, I'm sure. If you haven't had the question, you will. Why is it sometimes when you respond to an ambulance call that you have to bring the fire truck as well? Can you explain that to us?
We do it on every call.
Okay.
Unless our backup is there and we've only got 2 people with this backup ambulance. But it's just to respond with them and help them get the patient packaged. And they take we're taking the fire engine right now because of practicality of running to another. If we have another call, we have a fire call. We're not ever abandoning the fire service.
And
that's
patient,
why we're keeping 2 people on backup.
Okay.
So there, it's a third set of hands if it's a critical patient or if it's just lifting or whatever. So we're all 3, all 3 duty personnel are there to help with the first call, but we are available. That person can drive to the scene if our backup ambulance runs, so they can, we should always have somebody covering fire service, ideally, if we have our backup full. We've got three personnel in EMT Advanced School in Newcastle. They go on Wednesdays, and we have two, our two new hires are in paramedic school, and they go on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe to Anderson is where they're going right now. They were going to Indy for a few days, but I think they're going to Anderson. So we're struggling to have coverage during the day when they're gone at school, because some of them are on, well, all but one of them are career personnel, full-time personnel. We have one part-time that's attending the EMT Advanced School, mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm.
Your numbers are about the same as they've been the past couple months?
Numbers are staying really close to, yep, somewhere between 25 and 30, isn't it, Vic?
Yes.
Every time I've seen
yes.
it come in.
They're very good, yeah.
So, yeah, it's everything we thought it would be, and then a little more, so. Sustaining it. Mm-hmm. And we're coming into the months where they usually increase, at least the transfers do, and the, mm-hmm. the breathers. So,
Captain Levi Cross?
Yes, probably since we've met last. Mm-hmm. Elevated Levi to captain of the department, third in charge. I don't know what I'd have done without him when we were making this transition to paramedic, and he's a go-getter. He self-initiates work, and I mean, it was the right thing to do.
Captain Cross wrote a grant to have an organization called Overdose Lifeline supply the fire department. How many doses did we get?
About just 25 doses of Narcan.
Yeah, and the only requirement is that we record that when we respond to an overdose. The Narcan was paid for through a lawsuit that the Attorney General, the Indiana Attorney General, sued some pharmaceutical companies for overprescribing painkillers and wine, and so the settlement money was used to purchase naloxone to give back to communities to save lives. So,
is that a year supply, or is that a?
It's not a sustaining. We can't get refills, if you will.
Okay.
But they're working on that. They're working with the Attorney General's office to try and get that to be something that if you use a dose, they replace it. But we've put some on fire apparatus now, in case our ambulances are out. You know, the police, and it's a longer story, but there were some questions on what the hospital was supplying our basic EMS unit, just like they were the police, before we had the ability to purchase it, because we purchased out all the other drugs that we use. So, we had never used a dose from the hospital since its inception when the police started carrying it.
Wow.
Because, you know, they're there before us 99% of the time. So, there's been several occasions that I, you know, hey, give it. You got it out. You got it in here. And it's quick that way. And they're, I don't know if Richie's mentioned it, but they even have a quicker version of the Narcan now. They don't. You have to put two tubes together, just like on emergency one, if you saw John and Roy flipping the caps off, and then you screw them together, and then you got to put another piece on the end that's the nasal atomizer. They don't carry that anymore. What they carry looks almost like, I describe it as an Afrin bottle. Hmm. It's got 4 milligrams in it, which is a double dose, but
and the other one, we had to
they unscrew the cap, and they can carry it in their pockets. There's no fear of temperature in the car or having to carry it in with them to their houses or
right.
to the department. So they can have it right in their
pocket.
That's making
a difference with some of the people you've had to hit twice in the past. Because I keep hearing that they're, when people started carrying it, that was a concern of having, you know, a parent having one dose and, you know, what.
And what makes it nice is what they're giving us now is actually, it's a double dose, but we also, in each box, there's two apples.
Okay.
And the other change is that before, the atomizer, you had to get half a dose of one nostril, half in the other. And what was new, one nostril is all of it, double dose. We have not you know, lots of the, the ones that they have tried to use them on, they've not survived. So, you know, we had that rash right, you know, right there where we lost several. It wouldn't have mattered how much.
Right.
Does it have shelf life?
It has an out there.
It has an, but it's like, it's been like 2 years.
2 years.
So 25, yeah. I mean, you're...
Yeah, our other ones, yeah, we'll, because we really just have them in our rotation, because we've, I ordered several doses to have in stock over here.
Unfortunately,
we were getting those other ones.
Unfortunately, expiration hasn't been an issue.
Yeah.
Because when we use a dose, we, like, the police department, we go to the hospital, and they give us another one.
Yep.
Okay, thanks, guys, for your...
Yeah, appreciate both of your efforts.
Okay, Chris, you ready?
He thought you were gonna forget him.
No, I was hoping, and I'm gonna do my best to try to explain a situation we're dealing with on Washington Street and the location basically between where Tom Batts Country Gentleman is and what was the old China House restaurant. Kind of got where we're at.
Right.
Right from the hairhead.
Yeah. To back it up, what had happened was we got a call of water in a basement at Headlines. Mm-hmm. Headlines. Okay, you know, we're in the, we go in, we deal with that, we end up installing, you know, research, have the main checked out front, you know, so on and so forth, and they had had a company come in, and we basically found where the line going out of underneath the Headlines building was cut off, basically not rehooked during the 32 project way back when.
Yeah, 2000-ish.
2000-ish, somewhere in that ballpark.
It was 2001.
That's the sewage line?
Except when they tore up the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right back in that ballpark. So what we do is you know, we look, do we want to tear up the street, you know, so on and so forth. So we decided, and I think the bill came through last time, with Tom Batt owning both buildings, we put in sump pump type deal, basically pumped the sewage over to his line that we found hooked up, was out.
I was hoping that would solve it.
3 weeks later, roughly, get a phone call, the building next to it, go in there, sewage backing up. We know when we TV'd out front within that span of about 100 feet, there was no laterals other than Tom Batts going to the north, that side of the square. So we go back, we regroup, we start investigating more. You know, we have the mayor, we go up and meet, and our thought is, okay, we're going to go down, you know, we're going to try to find where these come out the front of the building. Try to get the, you know, come up, we had a plan to get these hooked up and move on. On the process of investigating this, their push camera and locator heads back northeast and is located, you know, the little L alley behind, like, where Jason Welch's office and things are at? It's located, the camera goes back to that corner, out in that alley, from the basement of Bella Blue's.
Out of the new main?
Out of their sewer line, out of their sewer line. In the basement. So, like I told the mayor today, and this is, I know it's kind of, that's a shortened version. I made a call to Chuck Garriott, which he was the inspector for HWC on the Main Street project, because we had good ass builds where everything was at to bring. I asked Chuck to come down here for a day, just help set a different set of eyes on this situation, because I feel like there's something we're missing. I can't put my finger on it, because I know when we go to go out into that into 32, we better be right, because the quotes.
In other words, the quotes, 50,000 bucks. Be right.
The quote to put that back, how we think we're going to put it back, is $50,000. So I want to make sure
Yeah, I don't.
We're going in. We're going to do this, we're going to do it one time and do it right.
Right.
But it's just, you know, I mean, that's a short summary, exactly what's going on there. It's not making sense to me at all, but it is what it is.
We signed off on the project, right?
Yeah.
Back in '01 or '02, so that's our problem.
And I've already made calls, I've called Indot, see if there's any help there, and you know, and we're doing, you know, the best we can to figure out. I'm still convinced. We'd found an old catch basin this afternoon back in that corner, and I'm wondering is if they didn't turn and they come back toward that catch basin, because back in the day, everybody's downspouts, everybody's stuff went into their sewer lines. You know, if that ends up the case, you know, I think we got some solutions actually maybe to cut that $50,000 quote down if we can get some cooperation from some building owners and things to maybe allow us to stay. I would really don't want to get that highway with heading into winter with the snow plows, because you're not going to get it asphalted back, trying to, you know, with holiday season. But we got to address as soon as possible. What I still can't wrap my head around is we got completely separate buildings, sewer lines on the other side of the building. We put the sump pump in here, plug a line in the basement, we know it's cut off, and then all of a sudden we have a problem pop up over here. I can't wrap my head around why. So we've been working on, I spent most of the day actually.
So when are they planning on coming in?
We're hoping to tomorrow, Wednesday, to wrap our, I just think I need an outside set of eyes. It's not.
I agree.
It's not so focused on that to make sure, you know, we're.
You're not missing something.
Yeah.
And I'm no help at all.
Well, when you start looking, and if we, you know, we was thinking of digging in that alley, but I'll be honest with you, you're not getting an excavator in there. You're 8.5 foot deep. So every scoop you're going to take out, you're going to have to back out, dump the truck, go back. So you're going to be down 8.5, 9 foot deep, a 9 foot wide alley by the time you put shoring in there. Old brick buildings with foundations.
Nightmare.
How much money are you pushing there? You know, this could get crazy. So that's why I thought it's time.
Yeah.
Let's look at this with a fresh set of eyes, you know, in my opinion. So we'll be moving forward with that. Other than that, we're just, you know, getting some stuff, you know, getting stuff together. We've got a lot of work done, you know, this late fall. Once we figured out the path we was going to go with the plant project, you know, with that money. I mean, I know we hit a lot quick with tearing some things up and get some things done. We're going to try to. I have Spring Village, we got 2 lift station pumps. One is burn up. And I'm probably going to replace both of those pumps. You get 2 new pumps. They was put in mid 90s. You know, Jim Rushford Cooley's, which does a lot of our pump work, is having trouble with the other ones, finding wearing plates and impellers. You know, they're going to be $4,800 a piece. Yeah. Let's get them in, let's be done, let's get through it so we're not messing with that. Other than that, let's just.
Yeah, Vicki and I went last week, last Monday.
A week ago today.
Yeah, we went down to Indianapolis. We signed the SRF bonds. The money should be coming in,
Well, we just start down when we need it.
Well, that's what I meant. But it should be a non-event where we.
Yeah, they're going to close, I think, today.
Today? Meeks was instrumental on a lot of this work.
I just read it all.
Well, but Meeks had some questions and underlined some things where we took it to the Indianapolis Bond Council to make sure that everything was crystal clear on both understanding of the city's point of view. So. You know, again, Meeks was instrumental on working on that for us and a lot of those bond issues that I don't know how to read, but I'll tell you what, some of that reading like that is pretty challenging. So we appreciate Meeks' work on that. We should be going to pre-conference or pre-construction.
Pre-bid, I would say, I'm going to say in the middle of the month.
I would
Well, I think in December.
Because now you've done
it's
that.
It's middle of the month now.
I know. It's getting got away.
Well, that's the middle.
But, you know, once we've got that, then they'll move forward for Altmiller, probably just start. You know, we'd have that pre-bid, so they can start getting that. For what, the generator, I think they told us beginning, it's going to be 12 weeks out on order, so you figure that'll be happening soon to have it here, hopefully, you know, by spring, so we can get that, you know, get that project.
My wife asked me who raised the sewage bill. I said, council.
Good answer.
I said, it's just recommendation. They'd have to follow it. And I come back with, we're a lot cheaper than a lot of other communities. Just keep thinking about that when you have to pay it. I said, nobody likes an increase on their sewage bill or their trash.
Yeah. Well, what they showed us, the number we saved in interest, wasn't it? What, did I say that right?
$300,000
we saved in interest by going through the state revolving loan fund. So,
and, you know, the good thing is that people need to keep in mind, you know, this project came in several $100,000 under bid anyway. So what we was budgeting and planning to, you know, for our payment next year, you know, or beginning, was it next year, the next year, full payment will be less than what we was anticipating to begin with.
We'll give you a little bit more out there
to get some things done.
Next, like,
right.
Like down there in the gaslight that you've been, I mean.
Some things we can
start. Or this deal on Washington Street.
Yeah, this deal on Washington Street. Need to replace, you know, these pumps. You know, we're lucky that we're in a good position where we don't have to Band-Aid it. We can fix it right.
Exactly.
Good deal. Okay, anything else with the wastewater treatment plant? Any questions for Chris? Anything else, Chris?
No.
Okay. Let's talk about, I'm assuming, Jeff, you're here for the sewage affidavit?
Well, I bought four properties, tax properties this year. Two of them I've already got rented, and they've only gotten in my name in the last 30 days. The other two, I've asked for a 60, or what was it, a 6 month?
Well, the 6 months affidavit, that's right.
And I know they'll come in, one of them will come in a lot sooner than that, and perhaps even the second one. And the minute I rent them, I will put them back on, you know, trash and food. But I'm doing, you know, I don't have, everybody thinks I got money, and I do everything with cash. I don't owe anybody anything, and the rental business, 1 minute it's good, the next minute I think I'm crazy, you know, so. But, you know, when I get these properties, and everything's great, you know, I made this choice, but I can't pay $4,000 because I ain't got it. I mean, and the thing is, I'm trying to save these old homes in town and keep that sewage and trash and the taxes up for the city, because when it becomes a lot, you guys ain't getting $50 a year for that lot. I would guess, trying to sit in the state, the county, and the city gets, you know, their $100.
How many rentals do you have in town, Jeff?
I've got 10 here now.
10. Has anyone ever issued a complaint on their landlord about not keeping up with the properties or something? Or,
well, actually,
I've been dealing,
actually what I'm
issue,
doing
not
is,
with you, but
the day I buy them at tax sale, I could probably get arrested if I go my woman clean lots up because they look terrible.
Well, I'm
if I was a neighbor, but I've had no complaints whatsoever.
Okay.
Matter of fact, these four I bought this year, the neighbors all came out right away. I'm like, did you buy them? I was like, yeah, but here's the deal. I'm going to clean them all, but I'm really kind of trespassing. But
that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about
any complaints from tenants about you not keeping it maintained after
no,
that's
the thing. I'm not going to be a slum. I'm going in.
That's what I'm
putting new kitchens, new baths. I mean, most of them look really, really nice inside. The aggravating part is then they get trashed by, you know, I'm having to be more selective on my renters. You know, I can't just open the door to everybody. Some of them just will not take care of it.
So out of the 10 you have 7 of them that are...
Well, no, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them are rented. Oh, one just moved out this weekend, but I would consider 6 rented. The 717 North Meridian, I'm in process. I've got somebody wants to move into that. The 613 on Short Street, which is the second one. I got somebody wants to move into that. But, you know, it's just me. I can't afford to hire extra people because I just have to live off my income. And that's the way I want to keep it. Now, my goal is I'm trying to get one of my three sons to move back. I would love to get up to 35 to 50 homes and run it as a really good business. And my property values have gone up. My taxes on all my properties when I fix them up do keep going up because I'm constantly working on them. But the one I got rented across from the Catholic Church, 529, it sat there empty for 4 years probably. Never mowed and trash in the yard. And that turned out to be a good buy for me. But the better buy was the one right here on Northwest Street by the railroad track, the one that doesn't have the front porch. I only worked 2 weeks on it and put somebody in there. The main reason I bought that is because I thought Joni Simmons owned it because she did me dirty years ago. And I thought one way or another I'd get back after it. But anyhow, but I got that part. And I don't have a problem with the trash sewage and even it going out. I think we have, you know, I've lived all over the East Coast. And there's nowhere else I'd rather live than here right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What the city is doing, the turnover, the street department, the parks looking better. I mean, I like everything I see. And then you look in the county, since you drive off into another county, this county is in better shape than any county around us, I think, and city-wise, too. And, you know, there has to be a win-win, too. I feel like I can't keep, I mean, I got my own, I'd love to buy a four-year. Because I think I could do 4 years if I really stay at them. And I'm not going to Florida anymore in the winter, so.
Well, you're asking us to abate essentially $389.
Well, I don't have a problem paying. I mean, they just got put in my name in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. And I just got a thing from the city just in the last week. The 529 was about $200. The only problem I have with that is I'm going to be billed for two trash cans. There was never two there. There's just one.
That's not in here, though.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, fair is fair. I don't have a problem paying those 3 months. Yeah, I don't have a problem paying the two something that and the 305 Northwest Street. But these other two, there was never bathrooms or kitchens in them when I bought them. But the 717 didn't even have a back door, you know. And so, that house could have easily been torn down. But I guarantee you within a year, people will think that's a new house. I'm putting a whole new roof, new doors, windows, siding. It'll be a cute little house. That's what I'm kind of, the 717 and the 613 short is what I would hope the city would work with me on that. I don't have a problem with the other two.
And you're buying them and renting them. You're not flipping them.
I don't flip anything. Everything okay. I bought, I'm going to keep it. I mean, I'm wanting to make it into a. One of my boys, I think, will move home, and it's going to be, it's going to be a long-term business. You know, I mean, I'm hoping someday the family would have 100 homes, maybe, but I don't know.
So what are we asking to forgive?
Well, with this,
717 and
613. Yeah, 717 and 613. $95.
Excuse me. 613 was $194.59, 4 months. And the same 4 months on 717.
Well, that's just the current affidavits. Is that what you're asking, Jeff, or are you asking on the other property?
Well, I'm confused about the other. When I bought them at tax sale this spring, then my attorney did notifications and the city got them on, because I buy it certificate sales, not all tax sales, because I don't have the money to pay that $5,000 in back. So I only have to pay this year's taxes. But, and I've talked to Meeks about it and some other people, and everybody's confused about how to do this.
I should not.
I'm not confused either, Jeff.
What happens is it goes to tax sale. And that tax sale is for whatever was the back when they certified it. So going forward from, so if it's a 2015 tax sale, for 2014 taxes, because taxes are doing bad more year after, it's not for 15 taxes. These 15 taxes aren't due till 16.
Well, here's my confusion.
Oh, hold on. So you go to the sale, okay, and it's for basically for 14 taxes if you're in the 15 sale. And that didn't sell. Because you don't buy them at tax sale.
Right.
So now we're going to the spring of 16, right, where you buy them at the certificate sale. Well, that's not for 16 taxes or 15 taxes. It's for 14. Because this is going to go again to the next fall tax sale for 15 taxes, although it's 16. You see what I'm saying? So it's taxes are already paid in arrears. It is a bit confusing, but if you think of it like that. Now, I would say Jeff's come in and talked to me about this several times, and I'm very sympathetic because the goals, I would think, is to try to get these on tax rolls. To get people paying the current
service. No, if we don't, they're going to get torn down.
And to get people paying the current sewage bill, because if we tear it down, nobody pays the current sewage, well, you're out current sewage forever, right? But if you get them on and they start paying, so I'm very sympathetic. I want to make sure you understand that.
Yeah.
And so what you're asking for, because it becomes even more confusing because you buy it in what was it, probably March or April after that one.
I bought it in May.
April or May tax sale. Yeah. So then you have a 90-day period, a 120-day redemption period.
Yeah.
So now we're not till September or October when you can really get them, right? I mean, the city got the one on Meridian Street early November, so, and we were trying to go fast with ours. So now you get them, but you got four more months of a cruise that you're not allowed to even walk on that bond.
Right.
And that's why I said, you're not allowed because it's just a lien.
Yeah, right.
And so it's really a kind of a, maybe a hole in the law. I don't know what you want to call it. So, you know, and I will say 2 years ago, I forget, that one guy came and the city council forgave a bunch of stuff. So it's not unprecedented.
No.
That some of this is forgiven. I just want to make sure you guys are aware of that. So, you know, it's...
Well, here's the thing is, all my properties, I think, I keep in current.
Oh, yeah.
And these, you know, whatever we work on today, I'll make it, you know, right by the 5th of December. But here's my confusion is, my attorney that I've got now, Lisa used to do it, and, you know, conflict, we can't do it, but I did notification, like the law says, to everybody, and the city had the right to take the property, protect their interest, which they didn't.
Which their old interest. It's the interest.
I know, but it's just confusing.
It's not the current interest.
No. So anyway, I want to keep buying them, but I can't if I've got to spend all this money after something that, I mean, I don't know how to look.
I understand.
I mean, I know you guys are, but it's got to be a win-win for everybody too, I think, I would say.
And the point that Nick's made about if you don't get them back on the tax rolls now and get somebody paying the sewage and the trash now, it's just going to keep accumulating in the arrears. And there's a potential, higher potential, it seems like, that you're not going to gain anything from this point forward.
Well, just like, for instance...
Unless there's a way... And, okay, go ahead.
A property that I'm interested in, there next to the golf course. Taxes are $4,000 a year. 3 years ago, I was willing to buy it. Somebody out from downtown came and bought it, but then never paid nothing for it. Well, I've got probably six properties that's happened to me where I was willing to buy them, and they would have been on, you know, I would have been paying trash and sewage and tax, but these outside people come in, and there's, you know, they say you can't do that, but they do it anyhow. And I'm not backed out of the deal yet. I mean, I'm all for the city. I want the city to look better, but I want to keep stuff reasonable, and I want to be fair about it, but I guess I'm just asking for a little help. So, because if this doesn't work out, I can't keep buying them. There's just, I don't have that kind of money. And my rent's not top rent either, like most people. I think it's crazy there's people getting $800 and $900 a month. Mine's $550 and $600 is what my rent is for most of my properties. And I pay the trash and sewage to make sure they get paid. I mow them to make sure they get mowed. And
Well, it would be helpful, I mean, we do have sewage, I mean, but the problem is, we have that sewage affidavit, right, that, you know, I'm gonna try to rehab it, give me 6 months. You can't even ask for that.
Yeah, until it becomes mine.
Because it's not yours yet.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the loophole, I don't wanna call it.
And that's when all the, everything gets added on in between this that you, that, I printed this out for them, these liens, when you got this paper that we're looking at, you guys, the release of liens, when you see that, that's where these leases are, or these liens get put on in between that period, and that's where, Jeff, that you really don't want to pay for those. It's not just about the affidavits you're looking at there, gentlemen. Am I right, Jeff?
There's no reason Jeff should pay for them at that time, because he doesn't own the property, right?
So.
And the people can walk in and redeem the property.
Jeff, and I'm learning all this, can you tell me, when did you take ownership of 529 West Washington?
All four of them about 4 weeks ago. I got the judge's order, he signed it, and I went over and recorded it, and it was put into my.
It was probably end of October. That's when we got ours. Right.
Yeah.
End of October.
But we have 12/15. So what's the December, early December 2015?
Well, those are the liens that Jeff's talking about right now, I think, that he might want you to consider taking off. The liens still go on. We file liens every 3 months. So if you look, let's say, at the top one, is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
529 West Washington, well, they all go in the same sequence. We file liens every 3 months. And they were not in Jeff's name that the liens were filed in. It was the previous owner's liens. So we filed them every 3 months. And if you'll see, then the first one was $259.40. Total of that sewage lien, $697.60. It's up to this point. Jeff received the properties and were put in his name in October 31st.
No, was it 31st?
Well,
I was thinking the day they was going to the courthouse every day, and
you
they
tell
were dragging it out, But I could give you the exact name. But here's what I'm saying: I'm willing to pay the last 3 months on 529 and 305, because, you know, I don't have a problem with that. These other two don't even have working bathrooms. I mean, they don't even exist, bathrooms or kitchens, in these two other two units. And so I thought about it and thought, you guys, if you would work with me, I think that would be fair if I would pay that. And
so if we forgave 529 West Washington the $259.40, which was what was owed on the property before you took interest in it or started the process.
I don't know. I'm not seeing what you...
Are you looking at the sewage affidavit?
I'm saying the one, the fifth, they're saying they will file another.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm just curious. So if you look at the top line there, Jeff, where it says sewage, or 529 West Washington, 12/15/2015, $259.40 in the sewage. That's what I'm
willing to pay. I'm talking about the older stuff.
I was thinking we would forgive.
This is the older stuff.
We would forgive the $259.40 if you would come in and pay 2016. What's owed in 2016? Which, I mean, that's $147.20.
They're saying no forgiveness now.
How do you guys feel about that?
Balance of that, which would be $697.
You're talking about $438. Are you talking sewage trash?
No, you can't do the other.
All this board can do is the sewage.
Okay.
So you would be, if you would be willing, you would forgive forgive the $259.40, but Jeff would be responsible for $438.20. Which ones did you say don't have toilets or kitchens?
The 717
Okay.
North Meridian and the 613 Short.
Okay.
I mean,
those are the ones you asked the city to work with. Is that right?
Yeah, that's where I need the 6 months, but to be honest with you, I'm thinking in a couple of months I'll have 717 maybe ready to rent. And then it'll go back on.
Well, oh yeah, okay.
Right.
And then these two, he built the kitchen and the bathroom.
I mean, I agree on the 2015 part of it. You know, that's...
So...
That's fine.
On all four of these?
Right. Right.
Forgive the 2015 part.
Right.
If you add that up, that'd be more than $1,000.
Right. I agree with that. And then, like you said, the trash and the others, a council decision.
It's $1,037.60. If you do the four, and that would come about $259.40 on each one of your four properties that he's purchased.
And then the $371.60.
What's the 370?
305 Northwest.
305 Northwest. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, there was somebody there living. They actually had bought it and did not pay the trash or sewage or the taxes when they bought it. And so that's how I bought the house for $100, and that's how I didn't think I'd get it. And I did. And that was probably one of my best buys, but somebody else was there living. I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to snow you all in the place. There wasn't a service rendered, but there was that address. But,
but you weren't paying, you weren't collecting rent.
No, right. I just, in the last 30 days, really, have started collecting rent on that one.
That's a 25%. Well, it's even more than that because two of these. Close to 40%. I'm agreeable to it. Seven, eight, that's 1,500, 22, almost 3,000. We're getting out. We're giving a third of what's coming. I make a motion that we forgive the 2015 sewage bills on the four properties listed on our sheet here, owned by Mr. Martin.
I'll second that motion.
You have five properties.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Yeah, one of them is not his.
John Ziegler.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there's C&J Acquisitions, isn't it? And
right. I'm just
right. Okay.
I'm making the motion for the four properties owned by Mr. Breton listed on the sheet that we forgive what was owed.
He has no insurance.
In 2015. Okay. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes. Which totals
$4,000.
$1,149.80 is what my calculation was. Just so we're clear.
I thought these were all done.
Okay. That's the motion on the table. Did you understand that motion?
What was the total again, Sean?
I have $1,149.80.
Okay.
For everything that was owed in 2015 for the four properties.
Okay.
That Mr. Britton has came to the Board of Works to request.
I understand it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the motion. It's been seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Well, I mean, I want to keep buying.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And I'm hoping the city, you know, will work with me too, because let's face it, if they're empty lots,
you're right.
One's not a big deal, but if it's 10 of them, take 10 off the or the city, you know, 1 year, but in 10 years from now, that's a lot of money. I mean,
absolutely.
So. I'm going to try to save as many houses as I can.
All right. Now, number five, accounts payable vouchers.
Oh, the sewage affidavits, we need to talk about those.
Oh.
And you need to notice that there are balances, I think, on all the accounts. You see the stack of sewage affidavits?
Yeah, but two of them were for Mr. Brent.
Okay. So let's talk about that.
Oh, those are different. Okay, I got you.
No, the ones that they just forgave here were this, Jeff, the link. Now, the ones that you have in front of you there, those are current, they aren't, liens have not been filed on those.
Okay.
But there's balances on them, so let's just talk while Mr. Britton's here, so we can get this, okay, straightened out.
But I got four in the mail in the last...
Right.
Right.
But two of them are the two.
Yeah, we're talking about the two affidavits we just...
I'm just talking, now we're talking on something else.
The two that don't have that one.
Right. That doesn't have anything to do with this, Tim.
Okay.
This right now is the current balance on these accounts. So, right now, there's a balance right now on 613 short of 194.59. And that's the current balance, there aren't any liens on it, but that is the balance on it. You're asking for the property to be removed from the billing for 6 months, are you not?
Yeah, or less, soon as it's kind of a lot.
Okay, fine, okay, but there is a balance on that account right now. So I want to know who's going to pay the balance. Are you gonna go and you're going to say that, okay, he's asked for 6 months here, we'll give him the credit of the 194.31, and then he gets more or less 2 months back. There's a balance on these accounts, who's going to pay that? The board needs to set a policy. If you're gonna look at sewage affidavits, it needs to me, a sewage affidavit shouldn't even be allowed to be requested for if, unless it has a zero balance on it. So I'm just saying. Okay, so right now, that's the only thing I'm asking you guys, for both of these properties, and it's not 717, they both have this previous balance on them, we have a problems, and I don't want to, you know, and this one has one too, and that's not Mr. Britton's.
Let me get this. If we approve a sewage affidavit, it is for 6 months?
That's what...
Where they don't have to pay their sewage. That's what happens.
Must it be for 6 months?
Well, that's the way that the policy is right now, but you can do it however way you want.
They come back after the 6 months.
Right.
We've done it two or three different times.
Right.
You have to come back every 6 months to request it again, and why they do that is so we don't lose track of these things.
It seems to me the logical thing to do, if we were going to approve these, would be for 2 months. Because 4 months ago, if he would have applied, he would have gotten 6 months.
I couldn't, because I don't have...
He can't.
No, I know.
Okay.
But if he could have, policy-wise, applied four months ago, when it was a zero balance, then he would have gotten 6 months.
Well, it wasn't zero balances, liens were filed on it. You see what I'm saying? The property always gets billed every month, Tim. And this balance is there, it's ready to have another lien put on it. And this is where these totals come in, and every 3 months, that, see, that's the same total pretty much all the way through. And it's every 3 months are filed. Does that clarify what you're trying to say? Because the 6 months actually gives us a better tracking period. I mean, I don't know if that's even, you know, you can do whatever you want on how you want the sewage affidavits. All I'm asking is that when I come for, let's say, 613 short, and I say, when I come in, I want to file a sewage affidavit. Well, the board has set a policy that there's a balance on there now, 194.30. So that needs to be paid before you can even be considered a sewage affidavit. Because that's where, right there, I want to know what happens to that balance there now, is what I'm asking you, when you approve that. So that's what I'm asking. Who's going to pay that?
See, in the past...
Well, that's due, I mean, if you do a sewage affidavit, that just means it abates the current.
It abates the current, I get that.
So he still owes, that.
You still have a...
He still owes it.
And who pays it, that's when you have that.
That will be a lien on the...
Okay, that's what I want to know.
So really, Vicki?
Yes.
This, the 194.59, if it was, if he were paying, or if we gave him an affidavit, that would still show up.
It would eventually, right, because a lien would be filed on it.
Right.
There's a balance on those two accounts.
There's a lien on there right now.
Right, yeah.
So...
That lien would not go away.
No.
If we approve these, the only thing we're doing is saying...
Current.
For the next 6 months, you don't have to worry about a bill.
He's not gonna have to pay until the 6 months.
No.
No, actually...
But you're still responsible for what's here.
That's right, that's exactly...
But I'm hoping to put them on sooner than 6 months, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping 2 months to one, and maybe 4 months the other. You know, but it's set up for 6 months, that's fine.
But just so you know, Brent, Jeff, we're not forgiving this total amount of owed.
what this affidavit is doing is saying, we're going to give you 6 months grace period before you have to pay this. Or any, correct me if I'm wrong.
Or incurs any more bills.
Or incurs any more.
It will automatically go on in 6 months, automatically, unless somebody comes up and asks for another 6 months.
For an extension.
I guarantee you that won't happen.
Just like, you know, it's happened before.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They haven't really gone through this process. This part is a good
one. I'm saying.
Can I interject something since we're on this topic? And I want to say I appreciate you being here. I truly believe when we have these sewage affidavits, the property owner needs to be at these meetings. Because as you can see, all the questions that go around, and I have no clue what they're... You can say, well, what were they going to do with that? You have no clue what their intent is. And then you approve it, because if they... To me, if they are wanting to have their bill... You know, stop for 6 months, they can take 20 minutes out of their evening to come up and answer any questions you might have about the use of their property, instead of just getting these come in left and right and nobody has a clue what they're doing. I think it's great that he came up and was able to answer your questions and to understand the process.
Did you check out those two properties?
Yes, I went down there.
Are they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a legitimate, it's a 6 month, he's rehab, he's down working on it, it's not a big deal. But
most of the materials are even there in the buildings, I just need the time to do it.
An affidavit doesn't nullify any previous balance.
No,
it's just being a grace period from this
day forward. But I just wanted to clarify that Mr. Brenton knew that tonight while he's here is why I mentioned it.
Right.
You understand that, Jeff?
Yeah. In the past, you know, the city had some properties the county gave and they did 18 months, which I think is ridiculous. I mean,
that was the first set around.
I know.
They didn't do it the second time.
I know. But I'm just saying, just they learned.
If
I would have showed up, I think it would have been silly for you all to have even done anything. You know, and for people.
Well, again, I mean, he explained it well. I mean, how we know what.
But in the past.
Where it gets tricky is when you go from your doubles to your singles and your, you know, that's where it gets tricky if nobody's here to answer the intent of. And for them to be explained to, if you get caught doing what you're supposed to do, what's going to happen? They need to be made to be at these meetings to answer questions.
Right.
And so in essence, if you start renting it, Jeff, 2 months from now, and you don't come up and tell them, they're going to add everything back.
Yep.
No,
that's what it says on the affidavit.
It says on the affidavit.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you go 6 months from now, but if we find out you are using it,
but like I told you,
5 months in, all 6 months get added back.
If I rent it in 2 months, then I should be paying.
Right.
I mean, I want nothing for free. But, you know, like the stuff.
Unfortunately, not everyone's.
I know. I mean, it's got to be a win-win.
Exactly.
I make a motion that we approve the sewage affidavits in front of us, the three of them.
Yep. And there's two for him?
There's two for Jeff.
The third one's the same thing.
The other gentleman said he will pay that account balance, and we would only go back then and have his off the bill for 4 months if that was okay with the board. He said, I'll pay that balance, and then I'll only ask that I have 4 months on it. So.
And this is Terry Fannis?
Yes.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the sewage affidavits listed in front of us. 462 Carl, 613 Short, 717 North Meridian.
I'll second that
motion. Okay, motion and second. So approve the sewage affidavits in front of us, and as were listed by Mr. Passmore, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. And accounts payable vouchers.
The accounts payable vouchers, the end of somewhere, is it? Excuse me, the end of October, $7,448.98. November the 1st through the 16th, $225,994.38. Payroll, $18,968.26. For a total of, and I didn't total it up. Oh, yeah, great. Those are the accounts payable vouchers in front of you.
And that does include the sewage department's share of the storm sewer for Union Street.
Yes.
That's why that's the largest chunk of that.
Okay.
just wanted to let you know why that was significantly higher than typical months.
And we paid that, the rest of it too, didn't we, Vicki?
Yes, well, tonight the council's gonna approve the, yes.
That's our $290-some thousand that has to be paid.
I move that we pay the bills.
Second that.
Been moved and seconded to pay the bills. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn when you're ready.
So moved.
Second.
I can do baseball.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thanks for coming in, Jim.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Working with me.
Thanks, Jim. Bob.
I learned something about that. I don't do that every day.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is, some of these people are buying these problems.
Look at the head on that. Look at the head on that.
There you go. Because there's so many properties that you bought at no pre-sale and nothing ever done with them.
Yeah.
And so they're just sitting there. And the city's going to get stuck tearing them down, you know. That's the crazy part.
I'm going to baseball now. You're not going to the city council meeting?
They need you.
They don't have us on the agenda. That has nothing to do with me on that meeting.
He's trying to be a redneck.
I like the way you're